one about Atlanta and their screen game. I saw an interesting stat. Ryan's completed 50 of 57 attempts on screen passes, scored 5 touchdowns. That's the most in the league. What makes a good screen team, and are you a good team against a screen
team? We've been okay. You know, we work on it hard. There are different versions of screens, and probably should ask Warren Sapp what kind of screens they are. They have the jailbreak screens, as most people call them, to Roddy White and the other guy, what's his name? Number 11. Julio Jones. I've seen him quite a bit since, I think I've seen him since he's been in high school. But they're both great receivers, and they get those screens. The backs do a great job, you know, they do a heck of a job all around. I know Dirk Koetter pretty well, who coaches that offense. I tried to hire him one time, and he opted to stay in college. But he's got a good design, and they are probably the best screen team I've seen in quite a while. They do throw a lot of them, and they keep the pressure off the quarterback that way. It slows down the rush. The D-line looks for the screens, and that's when bad things happen. My way of coaching that thing is, if you see it, play it. If you don't, go after the guy that's got the ball in his hand, which is the quarterback. You got to hurry his clock up and hopefully throw an incompletion. But I didn't know their stats were quite that good, but they are good.
Coach, Lucas Delmas has been fighting an injury since August. And what does it say about him that he, with 2 games left and you guys have 4 wins, that he's still fighting to get back on the field?
He's, you know, Lou and I are fairly close, coach player. And I've talked to him a lot about that. And he said he has one life, and it's between the white lines. And I struggle to talk about that because it's very, very real and true about him. You all know about his family background, where he came from, how he made it this far. And he feels at home when he's out there. And God bless him for making the efforts that he's making to play. And I know a lot of other people wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do it. And he's not doing it for any other reason other than he misses a game. And truly, I miss him when he's not around. I told you about the moment at the Green Bay game when he was next to me in street clothes. I was so happy. He made a great play. He made 2 great plays last week and saved us on one, you know. So he's a football player. And those guys, they're like all dead and buried now, those kind of guys. You know, they played in the old days like that, and that's how he plays. He just goes and plays as long as he can.
Hey, Gunn, we talked about Chris Houston last week, but one of the things that probably doesn't get enough credit for is being available. What has he meant to your secondary when it's been so hard to keep those guys on the field?
Well, we had a pretty good pregame talk last week on Saturday night. I kind of blew up, and he was the reason. And it was the reason that he's developed like he has. He's a worker all the time. I mean, he fights injuries just like Lou, and he's available. And, you know, I use a couple of words, accountable, available, reliable, and he's all of those. And I told Chris Greenwood this morning, I said, watching Chris Houston drives me crazy because he looks laid back and relaxed, and you don't think he has that competitive edge to him, but yet, that's what he is. He's a competitor, and he shows up. He loves his teammates. I know he loves Tim Walton and Marcus, and he puts in a day's work every day.
All right, Calvin's ready, guys, for those who need him.
Pardon me?
What do you think about Tony Gonzalez?
Yeah. Tony. Let's see. We've talked about Delmas, and we talked about Chris Houston. Now we talk about probably, you know, one of the best players I've ever seen in my life. Definitely at that position. I talked to Charlie Sanders yesterday at length, and we were talking about Tony Gonzalez and what he had said. He said, Gunn, people don't understand. This guy's in the top 5. And he looked at me like I didn't know what he meant. I said, top 5 of all-time receivers, not just tight ends. And Jim asked me early in the week in a staff meeting, what kind of guy is Tony? Does he work hard? Tony Gonzalez shows up half hour before practice starts. And he runs and practices and catches the ball for that half hour every single day. And he's made himself what he is. Now, he's not a great speed guy, but I've seen 4 or 5 guys try to knock him down, and he still catches the ball. He's one of the most competitive guys I've ever seen in my life, you know, at this game. Yes, I did, but more importantly, we were on a flight to the West Coast. I don't know, we were playing one of those teams out there, And he was sitting right behind me, and I leaned over my chair, looked him dead in the eye. I said, Tony, you realize what you just did? That was the time he became the most prolific tight end as a receiver. And he said, what do you mean? I said, you pass guys like Mike Ditka. I said, you just pass them all up. And truly, he didn't realize. And really, he cares, but he's like Calvin. You know, it's not about Tony. It's about the game. He likes playing the game. And to me, Calvin Johnson's like that. You come out here, you don't know who Calvin Johnson is until he catches a 50-yard ball. Tony Gonzalez was the same way. You know, you don't know who he is. You don't see him. You don't hear him until the ball snaps and he catches it. You know, very humble, very hardworking.
What kind of opportunity is this for Sammy with Nick and Corey going down?
Sammy's stepping up. He has been ready to play and didn't get enough opportunities because of Nick's development. So now he's got a chance to step in, and we think he's a good player, you know, and he showed that last week. He made a lot of good plays for us. He's worked really hard, and he's one of those guys. The question was asked earlier about Chris Houston, reliable and available. Sammy's here every day. He's practiced hurt more than any player I can remember, you know, and we've had a lot of those guys, but he stands out when it comes to that.
A lot of times you can go into the game thinking, like, don't let this guy beat us.
Right.
How do you approach a team like the Falcons with three weapons? I mean, it looks like they're all, you know, evil on a level playing field, basically.
Well, players we have to be concerned about. You know, the quarterback, obviously, those two wideouts and Tony, and then they have Michael Turner. Michael's got 9 touchdowns, and between all of them, I think they have 31, and the quarterback's throwing about 27. So they're humming on offense. Dirk Cutter's doing a great job with them, but they have outstanding personnel. You know, they made the big move in the draft to get Julio Jones, and they made the right move. There's no question. Roddy White, you know, I can't say enough good things about him. They got a whole slew of good players.
One more question about Sammy. It seems lately he's been getting his hands up a lot more, batting some balls down. I know that's not something you guys really put point emphasis on. It's more about getting the quarterback. But is that just a veteran-savvy move to know when you're not getting back to the pass rusher to get your hands up? Is that a development in his game in particular?
I think Sammy just graduated. I said that about a month ago. You know, he went to Stillman College and was coached by, I think, a tennis coach. I'm not kidding you about that. He always asked me early on what would have happened if I went to Auburn. I said, well, Sammy, you wouldn't have been a fourth-round draft choice, that's for sure. But he has developed. You know, really, it's about his senior year, graduating from college. Being here for 4 years now, he's come on. And you know, he started his first or second year. He started about every game. So he's had a lot of playing experience. And every snap he gets, he makes the most of those. And we're fortunate to have a bunch of guys inside. You know, we lost Corey, we lost Nick, and we still have Sammy, you know. And the thing we've been fooling around with, putting LJ inside some, he's played in there. And so we just keep covering up. One guy goes down, the next guy stands up. And Sammy's he's not just a backup. He's a pretty good player all around.
Last one.